Hilariously Melbourne.
Now, there is something very strange that's been happening over the last few months, Nick. Now, you are Nick Cody.
Yes.
You are an established, celebrated Australian comedian. Everybody knows Nick Cody.
Okay.
But we have noticed a trend. Now, first it happened, we were reading an article, I think, about the show. It might have been news.com or somewhere, and they'd written an article about the show, and it was talked about you. And it was, where is it? It was talking about Fev, actually, his 204 AFL games equated to 408 hours of footy, prompting co-host Nick Kamov to
Nick
note.
Nick Kamov, yeah.
So you got Nick Kamov. And then on the Wikipedia page, this has now been corrected, but for Fifi, Fev and Nick, it was starring Fifi Box, Brendan Favola, Nick Kamov.
Oh, somebody's done that. That's nice.
And then we got given these beautiful gifts. They're actually, Peter Alexander have made McDonald's pyjamas to celebrate McDonald's.
50 years.
50 years
I wore them to bed last night. They were the best. Toby lost her mind. Daddy got Donald's on his jammies.
I know.
That would melt a kid's mind. What?
They're fantastic jammies and we love them. And well done to McDonald's for turning 50 and Peter Alexander for celebrating them this way. But Nick, your box here says Fox FM Nick Kamov.
Caught on.
What is going on? Do you have any idea where this has come from?
No, but I actually got a message from a bloke who I went to high school with whose name is Nick Kamov.
What?
I actually went to high school with a bloke named Nick Kamov. And he said,
that's
mate,
a bit weird.
Getting a lot of shout outs. I'm getting a lot of texts. And they keep saying your name. I don't know where Nick Kamov's come from.
You've why this has happened.
Well, the Daily Mail, that was one of the, I think that was the first article where it was Nick Kamov.
Yeah, but they go off Wikipedia. So someone, like, I could go on Wikipedia and change your name. Can I do that? Because I know Marcel, our tech guy.
Wow. I mean, he's like one of your best mates on COD all day. You spend all day with him and you just called him the tech.
Well, he hides in COD a lot.
Social media
He doesn't
guru.
Really play with us. He just hides in the basement and waits for all us to get killed. But that's a different story for another day. But he went on Wikipedia yesterday and changed it back to Nick Cody. But so you can just change it.
Yeah,
put
I
you
told
to
you a few weeks
Box
ago. No, I had to get mine changed. People were changing my stuff. Wikipedia made it so that you couldn't necessarily change it. But somebody does go in and change stuff. And you went Nick Kamov.
I like Nick Kamov.
I'm the first bloke surnamed Kamov, red beard. I don't have Kamov vibes, to be honest.
No, you don't. I thought there would be. I thought there was
wrangler.
A background to this. I reckon what's happened is it starts with Wikipedia. Your mate, Nick Kamov from Hoppers Crossing, I reckon he has done that as a joke and now it's taken off. Now everybody thinks you're Nick Kamov.
Oh, I just think the Daily Mail stuffed it up.
can we play a gag on someone and change their Wikipedia name?
No.
Oh. That'd be fun.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
A TikToker has gone viral. He is a barista at Starbucks and he has revealed in one of his videos that when customers are rude to him, he gives them decaf coffee instead of regular.
Sick.
And we've always heard this about people who work in food, that if they deal with attitude or people send stuff back, they do stuff.
I think everybody should have to do a hospitality job. Like South Korea, you've got to do 2 years in the military. Everybody should have to do 2 years of hospo. Then they won't be rude to people in hospo and retail.
It's not how things work, man.
But it's almost guaranteed that anyone that's rude to people in hospitality has never done a hospo job.
I'd like to know the stats on that.
Well, I think
I just made them up, 100%.
The point being, this guy... He's not alone, and there's a lot of baristas out there.
Is that bloody alcohol?
I don't know. I'm thinking there's a filter on his face. I don't know what's gone wrong with his face.
But that comedian guy.
But, see, these are the secrets that we love to hear about, and we even have a segment for it.
What's your profession confession? Tell us your work secrets. Just call up 13 10 16 and we'll hear all of them.
Profession confessions, and today the profession is baristas. Baristas, if you work in a cafe, we would love to hear, and we've got a voice disguiser if you want to be anonymous. What are the secrets that we don't know that's going on in cafes?
People would come in and go, oh, can I have a skinny cap almond short black latte with no sugar? What?
Yeah.
I used to work at a pub and people would ask for coffees with skim milk and my boss would just put water into normal milk and say that's probably what it is anyway.
Oh.
I'm
and
not
I don't
surprised.
Think he's wrong. Yeah.
See, I want to know, and I'd love to ask a barista or someone, anyone who works in a cafe, really, let's be honest, but I'd love to know when somebody gives you one of those massive orders, like I'll have an almond latte, skim though, with a bit of
extra
cinnamon
hot.
On top, but a bit of chocolate and mocha, half. Yeah.
Half try.
Do you really do all of that, or do you just give them anything? Because I don't think people would always necessarily give the correct stuff, would you?
No.
I wouldn't.
I ask for a dirty chai because it sounds good. I don't know what's in it. Tastes good. I don't know what's in it. They could put anything in that.
And I'd love to hear the barista's views as well. I've got a mate, Nick Capra, comedian, who he believes that the longer your coffee order is, the less interesting your life is. You've got nothing going on. You're a boring unit.
So mine's a short black.
Bang. Look at you.
Now we've got Rebecca from Croydon. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great, Beck. Now, you used to be a barista. Can you tell us a little secret from that world that we wouldn't know?
Oh, God. So I have got two really good stories for you guys. I am the annoying coffee order person, and I have been the barista.
How annoying. How annoying is it, Rebecca? What do you get?
Okay. My coffee order is a regular soy latte, weak and extra hot. With chocolate on top.
Weak and extra hot? How do you even do that?
I know, and I feel so bad every time me and my partner go and get coffee. You should hear him. It's like an essay. He has to write it down and practice before we go places.
Doesn't chocolate and soy don't go together? Isn't that the whole point, you have soy?
It's beautiful. Don't miss it. Don't miss it until you try it.
See, and you make your partner say it, which is annoying because my wife will get, what is it? It's like a tall, skinny, so the opposite of me, a tall, skinny decaf latte. And I apologize when I even have to say that. I'm like, just so you know, this isn't mine.
What do you ask for? That annoying pregnant lady out there. Piccolo?
Yeah, that's me.
But, and now, just you said you were a barista. What can you tell us from when you were a barista? What happens?
We had this one difficult man. I'm going to say difficult man. And every time he would come in, everyone would sort of run behind and be like, nah, stuff this.
Oh, no.
Something else, do his order. So he had a coffee. It was like a magic. So I'm not sure if a lot of people are familiar with, like, what a Melbourne magic is. But it's like a one shot with a bit of milk, with a little bit of froth. And then he would add an equal. And then he'd also add a little bit of cinnamon on top. And with the poor girls, whenever they would put it through the counter, she'd be there for 10 minutes putting it through the computer, like, every time. And it was just like, no one knew what to make, no one knew how to make it, and we were all just very confused. And
he might have thought he was in Nimbin and asked for a mushroom with that order.
I don't know. And then a lot of people would come in as well and ask for, like, I'm not sure if it's a English sort of thing or a British thing. It would be like a shot of coffee with like a dollop of cream. And
so
I
how would you
no
deal with it, Beck? Like what would happen? Can you tell us anything from behind the scenes?
Oh, a lot of little bitching. A lot of people.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, just That's, complaining about the customers thank behind you, their back, as you should do.
Now we've got Paulie in Seaford. Hi, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Paulie. Welcome to the confessional, where you're going to tell us something we don't know that baristas get up to. What's gone on for you?
Well, I got told since I was a little kid, if you haven't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. And we have a lot of rude customers come in when we're nothing but nice and bubbly for everyone. And if someone comes in with a bad attitude, we'll overburn their coffee and fizzle up their milk a bit too much.
Oh, great.
No fuss.
I love that, Paul. You're even denying yourself the return service. Yep. Like the fact that they'll never come back again.
Bloody oath. I might cop karma, but that's all right. Fifi, Feb, and Nick's
best picks on the Fox. We often enjoy having hypotheticals, the three of us, and we've done a few this year, just where we think about what would happen in a scenario. And last week we were talking about if Casey, our beautiful producer, who's 35 weeks pregnant, and, you know, it's getting heavy. Having had a carried children
what,
in my
belly. It's getting heavy? Like as in Casey the or the baby?
Oh. No. The baby, I say that. I think everyone knows the gender, but I certainly don't want to reveal it in case. And not everyone knows yet. Okay, her little girl is getting heavy. And we had this conversation on air last week. Nick's probably had the most. I mean, I had Caesars and Alex had Caesars.
Yeah.
Nick's probably the most experienced
I've been down the business end.
I don't think I'd be that good. I don't think.
You don't think you'd be able to help with the childbirth?
I think I'd freak out a little bit, but I'd comfort her. I'll be up the top end.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go down the bottom end. Yeah. Sorry, Nick, what
I've
are you
been
doing?
There. I've actually been there.
Been there with Casey. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm the only one with experience in the room of catching a baby as it's born, and my name's not in this thing. Looked over. Hurtful.
Well, our producers put us to the test yesterday. So unbeknownst to us, we finished the show. We were all starting to relax. Casey walked in with coffees and breakfast wraps for people who were hungry, and then had what looked like severe pain. Our producers were recording this, so this is how it sounded.
Pink bun campaign, guys.
I actually really like pink
buns. Yeah. Oh, you trying to take
Reds off.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Oh my God.
What happened?
No, I've got really sharp pain. Oh God.
Let's go. You want to go see it?
I don't know. Is this normal for you?
Yeah, where?
Like right up
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay.
It's been happening, but I didn't realise I was going to get this bad.
Okay, can you move? Can we get you to the couch?
Can I stay in here? Can I sit down?
Yes, sit.
Yeah,
you
get water?
Do you know what?
Oh,
you probably just...
Yeah.
It's okay, just breathe.
It'll just be a ligament or something. I promise it'll be okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
At least we're there.
So sorry,
the boy who cries wolf.
I know. I'm so sorry.
As I said, Boxy, the girl who cries wolf, the good old story.
We got stitched up an absolute beauty.
Yeah.
Our annoyance aside, because we were so worried about Case.
Can I give my what happened?
Yeah,
I'll give a little rundown.
Because the whole concept was which one of us would handle this situation better. And by the way, that video is on Instagram if you want to check it out.
Very good acting.
They were very good. When you watch a video, you're like, how did you not pick any of that up?
Yeah.
The reason why we didn't pick it up is because we all worked as a team.
Yeah.
We were all very, very quick to jump on Casey and to see if she was okay. You and I was up first and I grabbed her because I could see her. And you were like, Boxy never moves. And the fact that she got off that chair was amazing.
It is amazing.
And as I said, I was the carer and you were the carer. Nick was the carer. He ran out and got a chair.
Mm-hmm.
We sat her down. You talked her through her pains, made up some medical terms.
No, ligament.
I was like, yep. And I, to the producer's disappointment, I reckon we really bonded.
We smashed it. Is that... Case?
That's not what you wanted, was it?
No.
I mean, Casey, you were the one we were caring for. How did you rate us all individually or together?
No. Feb, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm actually like, it'll be fine if I go into labour because you guys got my back. I was so proud.
Hope you cancelled that private health insurance. No need. We'll sort it out here.
Nick did run out the room pretty quick, though.
To get a chair.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's nicknamed detective. 3 in 10, 60, call now. Time for us to play Nickname Detectives.
The segment where... Oh, it is finished. I just thought it was going to kick in again. This is the segment where we try to figure out why you were given a nickname. Sometimes they're quite difficult. Adrian from Pakenham. Hi, Adrian.
How you going?
Adrian.
Yeah, good, Adrian. What's your nickname?
Nickname Squirt.
Okay. I'm going to stay.
Mine out of the gutter.
He's
responsibly taking himself off the microphone.
You're small?
Yeah, that's what I was going to
Pip Squirt. No, Pip Squeak, isn't that?
Yeah, but is it your small, Adrian?
I was, yeah. When I was younger, my mum gave me the nickname Squirt because I had a stepbrother named Adrian as well. So, yeah, instead of calling Adrian, they used to call me Squirt, so we both didn't come running.
Oh, and that was because you were a little shorty.
Yeah, but my mum still calls me as an adult, so it's really embarrassing.
One from one. Could have gone somewhere else, Boxy, but...
I know.
I didn't.
Well
you
done.
You got it right instead.
Yes. Thanks for calling Squirt. I quite like that. It's a good word. The more I say squirt, the more I like it. Squirt.
It's a good word.
Squirt. No, if you think about it, it's S-Q-I-R-T. It's S-Q-I-R-T, but really it could be S-K-W-E-R-T. Squirt.
everything you just said. I had no idea.
I hope lockdown gets lifted tomorrow because you are going insane.
Are you okay? What do you like?
Squid.
What do you like?
Squid.
I just liked breaking down that word.
Let her out.
I don't know if it's that oil you just put on in your face.
Yeah. Ian in Point Cook.
Squid.
Hi, Ian.
Yes, hi. How are you going?
Hi, Ian.
Ian, thank you for calling. We can't wait to hear what your nickname is.
Fairly standard, Norm.
Norm.
Norm. Ooh.
Are you a bar fly, Ian? Are you always at the bar like Norm from Cheers?
No. Oh.
Anything to do with those Norm ads? Remember those Get Fit Norm?
That's what I tell people, but they don't believe me because I'm very skinny.
Oh, okay. So,
what's your last name, Norm?
Thornley.
Do you look like Norman Gunston?
No. Thankfully not.
Norm.
Whack. Are you like a little garden gnome that sticks out in the front of the... They were called gnomes, weren't they?
Gnomes.
No. Gnomes.
No, I'm not too sure what they were.
A garden gnome. Have you thought it was garden gnome this whole time?
Ian,
it's the oil.
Norm. Is it like a joke on normal? Like the...
It should be though.
That's the norm. Are you just a plain Jane sort of dude? Like that's the norm.
That's not it. But I'm not really a plain Jane. No.
Ian, now you might have got us. Him. Okay, yeah. Ian, why did you get Norm?
Okay, my first job when I was 17 was a storeman, and all the boys at work called me Norman the Storeman.
Oh, yes. Norman the Storeman, I like it.
Now even my mother calls me Norm and family.
Really?
We could have got there.
That's great. Okay, Norm, you've gotten yourself a Zonzo Estate wine pack.
Okay, my partner will be happy about that.
Excellent. See, it pays to have a nickname.
I still can't believe Fev thought they were garden gnomes this whole time.
Darren in Pasco Vale. Hey, Darren.
How are you doing, Phoebe?
Yeah, very well. Darren, what is your nickname?
Uncle Buck.
Do you look like John Candy?
Yes, I do.
Yes, bang! I got it! Bang! Is that it? Got it.
Mate, we're on.
I love John Candy, Darren.
I rather loved him too.
I know. Well, that was very sad when he passed.
He's a rotten actor now, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Mate, this show's amazing.
Good gear.
Yeah, this is some of the best gear.
There's some good.
Leon's head's about to blow off.
Squirt. Darren. Squirt. Darren, you got yourself a Zonzo Estate wine pack. Thank you, Squirt, Norman, Uncle Buck, for all calling the show.
Two from three.
We had a good morning. That's a good effort.
You were good, Nick.
Squirt. Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best
picks on the Fox. All right, now, Boxy, Nick and I have got a little surprise for you. We have been trying so hard to get this wonderful guest on our show.
Oh, dear.
She got us through a lot last year. We talked about her an awful lot on our show. And she's also competed in Dancing with the Stars. And she's on the show to give you some tips, because this is your second time, the wonderful Carol Baskin!
Carol Baskin? Wow!
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hi, Carol!
Hello! Your second time, is that true?
It is! Yes, so Carol, I competed in Dancing with the Stars 14 years ago, and we're doing an all-star version where we're coming back to do it. But you're right. You just did it.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I was going to give you some advice to just buy all the dancing tape you can possibly find and wrap your feet now.
I've got blisters all over my skin. I've got raw skin around my feet, Carol. It's horrible, isn't it? When you go from no dancing, were you a dancer? Did you ever do dancing as a kid?
No, this was the first time I had ever danced.
Wow. And how did you go?
I was so bad at it.
No, you were good. I watched a little bit of it online. You were great.
The costumes were great.
The costumes were good.
How did you go, Carol? Where did you place in the end?
I was out by the third episode.
Okay. No, that's better than
first.
Let's
go first.
Wow, Carol. This is such a surprise. The boys have surprised me. Wow, we did, as Fev said, we were obsessed last year with, obviously,
the
Tiger King documentary. I hope you don't mind me bringing that up, but it just took Australia by storm, and it fascinating. I mean, how has that changed your life? Like, do people talk to you about that every day? Are you able to get away from it?
64 million households, Boxy.
Wow.
Watched.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm really thankful that it came during COVID-19 because I couldn't go anywhere anyway. So the few times, you know, like going back and forth to my home and work on my bike, I get mobbed every time I try to do that. But if I had to have like a real life during that year, that would have been really difficult, I think.
Yes. There we go. Some positives from coronavirus. What dance did you enjoy the most? What did you find easiest and what did you find most difficult?
The Viennese waltz was really me because my grandmother had taught me to walk with books on my head and I loved, you know, that smooth sailing around. I was horrible at the Paso Doble and the Samba, which were very bouncy and marchy kind of things. Mm. But I really loved the Viennese waltz. How about you? Which one did you love?
Well, I really love the salsa. And I really disliked the cha-cha. And Carol, they've got me dancing the cha-cha first up. So I think they knew the degree of difficulty and they upped it. So did you, because the cha-cha, I was a bit of a clip-clopper. And they like that feet, you know, never lift your feet off the floor. But I instinctively.
You've got to glide on air.
I'm a trotter. How'd you go with the cha-cha?
I didn't do the cha-cha.
Oh, there you go. Oh. There you go. You were lucky.
Dodged it.
My favourite box is Argentinian tango.
That was
a great good. Dance. Now, Carol, I'm going to go here, and I hope you don't mind. Now, Joe Exotic, have you spoke to him at all? Has he spoke to you since he's been in the clink?
You know, people would be surprised to know that I never spoke to Joe before.
Yeah.
I've never. Ever. So, no, we haven't spoken.
Carol, if there was another show, another reality show you could go on, what would you pick and why?
You know, I don't watch reality shows, so I don't know, but we're this close to signing a deal to do our own reality show about the work that we do here at the sanctuary, as far as like how we expose the people that are abusing animals and then bring in law enforcement and then get the animals into decent sanctuaries. So that's the reality show I plan to be in. But as far as like any that are currently in play, I never watched them, so I wouldn't know the names of them. Okay. I had never heard of Stars before I was on that.
Wow. I mean, Carol, so much has happened to you in a 12-month period from, you know, in terms of Australia, there's a lot of obscurity. Like, we didn't know your story. And now, and because I'm ill-prepared for this, I didn't know we were talking to you. I'm sure there are, at the moment, movies being made about you. And I remember rumours coming up of who might play you. Now, someone may have been cast already, but who would you like to play you if a movie was made of your life?
If I were going to choose somebody, I would say Meryl Streep is probably more my age and my personality.
Yeah, I could see that,
just
actually.
Just go to the top. Why not? No. Just straight to the top.
Multiple Oscar winner,
yeah,
I believe.
Meryl.
Good call.
Just quickly, any misconceptions, just while we've got this moment and Australians can hear from you, what was the biggest misconception from that documentary series that you would love to set the record straight on?
Well, it took them 7 hours to weave the lies that they told, so it would take me way longer to unravel it.
Good answer.
Press that online at bigcatrescue.org/Netflix, and we go through the whole series minute by minute. Here's what you were seeing, and here's what was the truth behind the scenes.
Carol.
So figure that out from there.
Netflix went to you for season 2 of The Tiger King, and you rejected that. Why was that?
I had worked with them for 5 years because they said they were working on the equivalent of Blackfish for big cats. Did you guys see Blackfish there?
No.
No.
Is that the SeaWorld one?
About orcas and SeaWorld, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was going to expose how these big cats are mistreated in captivity and how it's causing their extinction in the wild. That was what we were sold on for 5 years. And so when Tiger King was being teased, before it came out on Netflix, we actually contacted the producers and we were like, who's working on that film? Because you said Joe Exotic is about 5 minutes of your show. Oh. And all of a sudden they didn't want to talk to us anymore. And so we sat through the entire thing like everybody else did and were just horrified at what they had done. And so when they came back to me and said, you know, we'd like to clear the air, I said, lose my number.
Gosh, let's see what they do to Harry and Meghan if they did that to you. Thank you so much for your time, Carol Baskin, and the tips for Dancing with the Stars. You did provide us a lot of entertainment last year, so thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers, bye.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Daisy, my little baby girl. She so is 21 cute. Months. We're edging closer to her turning two. And that thing is happening that I'd heard about with second children or third or the next children after your first is she is taking her time with speaking because why do I need to bother? Everyone's doing that for me.
Mm.
So she's a lot of pointing and grunting. I know when she wants her water. I know what she and she comes to the fridge. It's the best. I'll say, well, you know, I'll go to the fridge and start pulling things out. Then she walks over. So she waddles, but she does it with a real, let me in here. And then she's just pointing at things that she wants.
We were talking before about past lives. You know, when you see somebody, you go, they're an old soul.
Yes.
I reckon she's an old soul. Like she's been here and she's back and going, I can't talk. This is so annoying. Oh, I just can't wait to grow up. And
I've seen mum. I've seen mum at work point at Nick and Fev. Go get me there.
No, but a lot of people say she might be an old soul. But what she started to do over the last few days, and it's awesome, is she's starting to sing. So even like in the car, she's saying word like usually it's one word in a song. And I'm like, that's a word. That's a word. And you won't be surprised. They're Disney songs. I was playing her some Frozen 2. And if anyone's familiar with Into the Unknown, we're very close to the word unknown here. And
if that's her first word, that is unbelievable.
It's epic. Is that her trick? Is that
I think this might be the trick because she can sing words. Sorry, secret siren, but I'm looking
at you. Ready?
No! No!
So cute. She knows it's coming.
She's really playing with pitch.
Just wants a chorus, yeah.
She really wants a chorus.
She just loves it. We'll be driving along and I'll just have the music going. And it was the first thing I noticed that she'd really picked up on music and how it works. Just, no! She's just launching
boxy,
into
boxy,
it.
Boxy, boxy, boxy. Yeah. It really reminds me of something. I don't know if Daisy tunes into our show when you're not there. Just Trixie rolls down and puts on the wireless onto 101.9 because it sounds very similar to this.
Mum loves a sing-along. I really love to sing.
No, that's not it.
Into the unknown.
And then there was this.
Beginners.
Hold on.
Come.
This is her sexy line.
Glitters. Ooh, fish dinners. I just love free food.
And Fifi, give me the oil.
Seafood. Seafood.
Mother like daughter. Into the unknown.
Musical talent has skipped a few generations there.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.